Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.
And we're recording.
For the Tasty Gents, the Tasty Gents.
Tasty Gents.
Hi, it's Cocktail Hour here at Tasty Gents Central.
Cheers,
Andrea. Cheers, Charlie Brown.
Cheers. Here's to all the Bloody Mary lovers in Wisconsin.
You can't see this.
And other states.
If you're listening. For the Wisconsin folks who listen, thank you. And also, Andrea has brought over some Bloody Mary mix. And Greg, who is a master at mixed drinks, has made us some cocktails. You can see I'm not drinking that because I have some PTSD over tomato juice.
It's a trust thing. Jonathan doesn't trust me.
Well,
this is what we're here to talk about.
I took a mixed drink from him once. I don't know where I woke up. That never happens.
Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys, what a nice thing.
Yeah, sure not Wisconsin.
And we've got in it your limes.
Preserved limes. So if you are a longtime Tasty Gents attendee, sort of thing, you may recall that someone gifted me with a lot of limes several months ago, and I didn't know what to do with them. And among the things I did, I made lime marmalade. Big hit. And I made one jar of preserved limes. You may have heard of preserved lemons, which are popular in North African and
Middle African.
And Mediterranean. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. North African and Mediterranean cuisine, preserved lemons. But I look up, you can preserve limes too. And so I haven't known what to do with them. They have kind of a limey / olivey paste because they sit in a saltwater brine. So we've got some of those in here.
Hi, Chris.
Look, it's Chris.
Chris.
So that's what's happening.
Chris just had the best birthday.
The
best birthday Chris George put on, and Chris put on a party that made all of our parties look like.
Yeah, the bar for parties here in the community has been set very high.
Right. I'm going to try.
It's a little daunting. I'm going to try.
You are?
But it's going to be summer when no one is here. It's going to be quiet. Live music. See, I knew it.
Oh, that's what it was.
I'm not answering that.
Are you getting a call?
I'm getting a call, but I'm not answering it. There was live music. Mm-hmm. There was a upright bass player and pianist.
and a still ringing.
And a singer live music. I want this to go away.
And they were fantastic. And they performed all night.
They did. Yeah. And there was lasagna. There was a turkey lasagna and a beef lasagna. I had the beef one.
Vegan,
that's right.
Lasagna.
Oh, no, the turkey was, there wasn't beef. It was turkey lasagna or vegan lasagna.
Those are the two. Yeah.
And so I had the turkey one.
I had the vegan.
Fantastic.
Also fantastic.
Yeah, with a salad.
Mm-hmm. And salada de mixta.
And they put this big, giant, long table in their backyard with tablecloths and chairs and, you know, like, foofy, shitty, decoration-y stuff. Shitty is the wrong word there.
It's shitty.
Foofy, decoration-y stuff down the middle.
Into the German word of shitty.
And yes.
Cheap.
Yeah. And all the neighbors were there. And so there's music and there's food. And then there was both George's famous homemade carrot cake. Which is a lot. And then I think he called it a Capri cake, which I did not try because I already felt like I'd overdone it. It was a lot.
I did try.
And lights in the bushes and everything. It was a big deal. And so the bar, if any of our Palermo neighbors are listening and you were there, then you would agree with us. The bar is set very high. We don't know if we can measure up to that or not, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at one thing in the, please continue talking to each other. Never mind.
Yourselves.
No, that's working. Everything's working.
Coffee talk. Talk amongst yourselves.
So you have arrived at Tasty Gents. Just in case you are lost, I'm Greg. This is
Jonathan.
Yeah. And of course, the third Andrew. Tasty Gent, Andrea.
Yeah.
Who is runs Tasty Gent Towers and the team of thousands that keep all the lights on here at Tasty Gents.
If we're the talent, she's our COO.
What? okay. What are we talking about today? Jonathan?
I think we're talking about drinking.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. There was celery in my eye.
Drinking.
Are we talking about drinking?
We're not talking
about drinking.
It's not bad. Well, we can have those.
We can.
Discussion. We have a great topic. What I want to start with is you had a great trip with to Florida. Your brother at the party, he did it. Everybody showed up, and then some.
It was great.
Your mother was there.
She was.
She did. She showed you how they did it when the flappers were done.
It's true. Yep. Yeah. It was crazy. Up on the tables dancing. We went through. I don't know. I don't even know how many barrels of wine. Do they still serve wine in barrels? Serve. Cupcakes. I really, really have to talk about cupcakes. The interesting thing my brother and I learned is that none of our friends drink like we used to. So there was a lot of wine and beer and liquor left over.
Yeah.
So my brother, who doesn't drink now, has to manage all that. That's his deal, not mine. But sorry, there was a little voice behind me talking. He ordered cupcakes.
Yes.
Rather than a single cake, he ordered cupcakes. And it is possible that I had 78 cupcakes. I mean, who's counting?
They were really good.
But they're just there, and they're small. And do you do that cupcake thing where you break off the bottom and you make it into a sandwich?
What? I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do that again.
You take the bottom off and you turn it into a sandwich.
Okay, you have the cupcake in your hand.
Yeah, you do. You lick all the frosting off.
No. You leave the frosting intact.
What?
You break off the stump, if you will. And then you put the stump on top of the frosting and kind of mush it down. And that keeps you from getting frosting in your mustache. Yeah. Or on your face. Yeah.
This. I have never heard of this. And now
we need cupcakes. Tell us. All right. On our next Tasty Gents, I will commit, or maybe the one after that, I will commit to acquiring or making cupcakes. And we will demonstrate the break off the stump, make the cupcake sandwich method. Yeah.
If I get it wrong, I'm just going to keep eating it.
You just keep going.
You got to eat it until I get it right.
You keep going.
It's a process.
But the party was good.
Yeah.
And I will say to you, the thing I said to my brother and the thing he decided to do was he turned 60. 60 is the new 40. And he decided to have a party for himself. So he rented a space and he had it catered and he invited who he wanted to come. And it was exactly the party he wanted. And he was overfilled. He was fulfilled. There's the word. He was so filled with love and appreciation by the people who were there. Oh. And he said that again and again. And so I will say to you, dear listener, and also you, Jonathan and Andrew, have parties, invite the people you love, hang out, make it a big deal.
Yeah, wait. Don't let your wake be your best party.
Oh, right? That actually came up during the party. Somebody was like, we don't get to do this other than when people die. Because people were talking about it. And they're like, here's how I met Jeff. My brother, his name is Jeff. You know, I met Jeff in these circumstances. So, yeah. So, anyway, great party. I recommend it. Anyway.
Yeah.
You actually startled your dog.
I did. Well, I do that a lot.
Great. I love it. And as you know, Andrew and I, we also enjoy parties. We don't throw enough of them, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, we don't.
I'll say that. We don't host enough. And mostly because our houses are wreck.
Hmm.
And it's a wreck.
I've been to your house. Which house are you thinking
of? That is not true.
Is this the house you have with your secret family?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Your Andrea family house. Yes. That house looks beautiful.
Yeah, my hoarder house family.
Yes.
It's a wreck. You can barely get in. Yeah. I can't fit a fart in that place. It is overloaded.
That's a vivid image.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about today.
Not what we're talking about.
We are instead gonna talk about
getting healthy.
Well, but first you're gonna talk about all the places you went in LA, aren't you?
Oh shit. Yeah. So before we do that, let's talk before about
we
get, stuff.
We're going to talk about unhealth and then health.
Stuff. So this is the fun part.
Healthy is fun too.
As we're, okay, let's drink to that. Let's drink to getting healthy. Okay. Andrew and I, as you know, we went to Hollywood.
Yep. There's a song. Oh, it's blowing in that.
And because it's called Paley Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Paley Fest, and this is where if you have a show that you like, the actors, the directors, sometimes the writers all come on a panel, and we're at the place where they have the Oscars. We're at the same facility, and we're in the thing, the audience, and everything else. They bring up the what?
Dolby Theater
in Hollywood, right off the strip. I mean, you had to
Hollywood.
You have to walk past both Satan and Batman in costume to get in. Like, it's this place of Hollywood.
That's a gauntlet. That
it is.
That's a gauntlet.
Well, I turned to Satan. I'm like, you should watch out.
That right.
He's right there. You're in trouble. So we go in, and of course, we went to go see the show that we really liked called The Morning Show.
Morning Show
is on Apple TV, and it's got Jennifer Aniston, and it's got Reese Witherspoon, and it's got Steve Carell was in it, John
Hamm. For a minute, yep.
Yep, and other people, right? So, and one of my favorite comedians, Tig Notaro.
Ooh!
Who, and she was, big Tig she was fan. There. Big Tig fan. Love Tig and everything she does. Especially the new Star Trek. You're awesome, Tig. So
we know Tig's listening. Tig.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We saw the listener count go from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
We knew that was Tig. Thanks, Tig.
It's true.
So so Tig was there and we listened. It's like an hour and a half. We did this one time before and we did it for a show called This Is Us. And we saw the entire cast. Everybody was
did you cry the whole time?
Almost.
How do you not?
And we were very close. We were in like the third or fourth row. We were very close, center of the thing.
Come on.
Great. Everybody was there. Everybody was there, the whole cast. This time we were very far in the back and we were leaning into here. And of course, the people directly behind us were apparently eating their entire snack bag out of cellophane. So it's just and we're hearing Mr. most of it.
Cellophane. Sorry. Oh, God, it's a cellophane song.
Was the saddest
right?
song.
It really is.
Movie.
Mr. Cellophane, the song from Chicago. So very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it John C. Reilly who did it in the movie?
Just
stunning.
Yeah. From that to
Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I distracted
it's
you.
A lead. Anyway, Melee Fest. Okay. Yeah, Melee Fest. We went for this, but then we spent the night because you go and you do the thing and you drink the thing and you don't want to drive the thing.
Yeah.
So we stayed the night. We got a hotel at the Godfrey. The Godfrey is a historic Hollywood hotel. All the stars back in the day had stayed there. It's been around since a long, 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 long time ago. So it's really famous. I mean, if the walls could talk, they'd say like, well, don't touch
right, exactly right. But get some Clorox, get some Clorox.
Yes, you won't believe it. Yeah. But if the walls could talk, it'd be amazing. So we stayed, we had a tiny room, but it was fun. And then we went to, Andrea had arranged for us to go to a restaurant.
But we had a view of the Hollywood sign.
Hollywood. Da, 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 Hollywood.
It's so dazzling. Yeah.
We had a view of the Hollywood sign, which is really important to me.
Me.
I mean, Andrea. So she got to see the Hollywood sign, which they don't light up at night because they don't want the burglars to find it.
I think that's true.
I have questions. I've never seen the Hollywood sign in person.
Oh. Really?
No.
We saw it from a window.
That's in person.
That's close enough.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, so we saw that. I'm going to move on to the food part. So we went to this incredible restaurant called Catch LA. So it is
Catch a
seafood
restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Seafood restaurant.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really amazing. Save your pennies over the course of a year or more. And then go. It's not cheap, but it is worth it. So if you're trying to reignite the passion in your relationship, leave her at home and take your girlfriend. Catch LA.
Yes.
Take her away and go to Catch LA.
Don't bring your secret family.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
Catch LA.
But they had, and you would love this so much, but they had sashimi, and it was sashimi, but it had this incredible truffle oil.
Oh, yeah, no truffle.
And I'm going to love it so much.
I'm anti-truffle.
And you're anti-truffle.
If anybody else is anti-truffle, so... I hear you.
Yeah. Does cilantro taste like soap to you?
No, just cilantro.
Just cilantro?
It's delicious.
It tastes like cilantro. Actually, I like that it
tastes soap like tastes like cilantro.
Yeah, soap tastes like cilantro to me. Yeah, which reminds me of...
I haven't tasted soap. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Right back in Montessori.
Yeah.
Anyway.
truffle oil on sashimi.
Truffle oil on sashimi, and they had... oh, my gosh, the pictures.
We had octopus.
Octopi? There's only one of them. We had
several rolls.
We had it was a small place. We did a lot of small plates. We shared a lot of stuff. We knew each other. And then we got a really excellent bottle of wine.
Oh, so
beautiful bottle of wine.
Nice.
The bank.
That did not break the bank. The bank did whine a little.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
No. Not again. It was absolutely gorgeous. So you get off the elevator, and the elevator. So you drive up, you get out, and these two dirty-looking gentlemen in suits, like, well, I see your ID and stuff.
Wow.
Very serious, and like, we're going up to the restaurant. They're like, "Have a nice time."
Well, they open. Well, they open up the.
It's got a quarter thing. I open up the VIP page, red carpet,
yes.
Yeah, they carried me in their arms to the elevator.
Uh-huh.
And they positioned me in.
Yes,
me
exactly.
On my cheek.
Burp you.
Yeah, burp me a little. Well, that was after. And then went right up to the elevator. Went right
top
up
floor.
To the very top. It was the top of the restaurant, top of the building. And you exit and you walk into it looks like a catwalk, so it's got railings, but it is completely surrounded by greenery and flowers and this beautiful walkway.
That sounds awesome.
It takes you out of the hustle and bustle and gray of LA, which was a very rainy weekend. It was terrible. Blustery and windy. And
wow.
Yeah. I almost wore socks.
What?
Almost. And then we go in and they see us. And they're very kind.
Industrial dining room.
Everybody there. And I think when we went to the Trixie, Nick alluded to this when he said, everybody who's a server really is trying to wait to be an actor. They're just waiting.
Yeah.
Yet here, they were so kind.
Like, oh, how nice.
They must have been like, I'm going to be an actor. This is pretty good pay. So
right on.
Good about it. It was great. It was kind. And it was gracious and wonderful. So catch LA. Get it. Don't miss it.
Good
do
to know.
It. Do it twice.
Good to know.
We're going to go back sometime again after I've saved a lot more pennies.
Yes.
Then, yeah, this one. So so catch LA. And then we went to the next day. We went home. We went to the Troubadour.
Oh, how was that?
That was really exciting. Yeah.
And okay, Troubadour is like long-standing music club.
Music club, one of the most historic music venues in Hollywood. If you like music, even if you're like, I'm okay without it. If you like to stand in an elevator and be entertained by music, go to the Troubadour anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And see where history has been made many, many, many times over. It was kind of cool. And it's well kept enough that you want to go and listen to music, but it's still crunchy enough. You're like, yeah, musicians can drink here. Like, it's
that
good balance of stuff. Right, so Troubadour was a great place. And that was still the same night because obviously one bottle of wine ain't going to do it. So
literally.
We went out after that. And then Ubered everywhere.
We did.
Ubered everywhere.
Safely.
Yeah. Safely. And then after that, where did we wind up?
Well, we went home after that.
Then we went home.
Then we had a snack attack.
I wasn't going to say this.
Oh.
So we did something we never do. We're home. We're back at the hotel. It's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had had pretty good time at the Troubadour. So the drinks were stiff.
Nice.
So then we were back, and we somehow made it up to our room, and somehow made it inside of our room, and somehow decided. We don't have enough chips.
Mm.
So, DoorDash.
Oh.
So I did a DoorDash from 7-Eleven at 1 o'clock in the morning in Hollywood, and they showed up in like 10 minutes like that.
That's incredible.
So good.
Awesome.
I don't know if you've had this. My first time having these. Funyuns.
Oh, I've had Funyuns.
I've never had these.
They're fantastic. How have you not had Funyuns? They're fantastic.
They're gross.
They're like onion rings that are fried like chips.
They're like onions, they're fried.
And they're fun.
They're kind of fun.
Fun.
I am going to, we have half a bag of them. I'm thinking ground up, like panko for shrimp or something.
Ooh, oh, nice.
West.
Yeah.
That's actually a great
That's
idea.
That's where we go. The rest of them. And we got a bunch of other stuff I don't want to talk about, but we got it anyway. But the one thing we didn't get was water because at 1 o'clock in the morning when you're thinking about chips and things, you don't get the water. Anyway, it was, you pay a convenience fee for that. It was not cheap. So.
I'm sure it's true.
Yeah. It's basically like buying chips in prison. It's going to hurt.
What? What? No, don't.
What? So, that was that. And then we woke up, leisurely wake up, checking out the Godfrey, and they were very gracious. They were nice. We stayed until, check out at 12. We stayed until 12:30 just because we were running a little bit late. We got out. And the Andrew is like, what do we do? I'm like, well, we go home. We saw everything. We did everything. We ate everything. Let's go. She's like, I mean, right after we go to Beverly Hills. I'm like, I'm not going to Beverly Hills because it's raining. I'm in no socks. I've got shorts and I've got a shirt that's really thin and it's just blustery out. And she's like, so we're going to, yeah, but then we won't
Beverly Hills.
So as it turns out, we went. And we went to the Beverly Wilshire Pretty Woman.
Fancy.
It was, yeah. So the
that's way more famous hotel than the hotel that we stayed in. Way more famous.
Beverly Wilshire.
The Beverly Wilshire has had many, many stars, ambassadors, aristocrats, government official.
You failed, is what I'm hearing.
No,
you failed to get into the coolest, famousest wedding.
You know, I'm glad we didn't stay there because you know what? I want her to feel like there's still more.
Ah, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm doing with this. I'm holding back on purpose.
That's what, yes, that's definitely what you're doing.
You got it. So we walk up the street, walk down the street, look at all the things. And now after having watched the show, which I hope that they'll do the thing for it, called The New Look.
Oh.
Which is on Amazon, on Apple TV as well. The New Look goes back to post-World War II and then post-World War II. And the fashion, almost the enlightenment of fashion. With Christian Dior, Coco Chanel, with all the houses that came out with the French fashion and all these new looks. And you would think, wow, that's really boring. And it's not. So
right on.
Watch it. Anyway, and I say that because in the show, they talk about how post-World War II, they have very little amounts of fabric. And they have to do a show. They're supposed to do a show. They can't do a show because they can't get the fabric to make the dresses. And so John Malkovich character in this show, who plays a leader of a French house for fashion, he does this amazing job. He doesn't overdo the French accent. He just does enough. You're like, okay.
Right on.
I
can believe it. Yeah.
I can believe that. And he does this whole thing. He comes up with the idea to do doll dresses. And they do a show of just all of the houses get together and they all do the first show, all doll-sized dresses to save the fabric.
Wow.
And it became a hit. So in Beverly Hills.
At the Louvre.
At the Louvre.
And that saved the French couture industry, essentially.
Yeah. What she said. So walking down Rodeo Drive, stop figuring my wife.
I stopped.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you're just listening, that got weird.
Thanks again. It's after dark.
Yeah. I don't have a good music for that, so.
We don't yet.
Yeah. We're walking up and down the street, and there's two Christian Dior establishments, and both of them have the mini dresses. One of them has an entire display of rotating mini dresses that just come up and out. And it's really cool.
And this is in Beverly Hills.
It's in Beverly Hills.
So dope.
Yeah. So cool. And then we decide, hey, it's windy. It's raining. I'm underdressed. And let's just go back to the hotel. So we went back. Let's get a coffee. Because we had to drive. We got 2-hour drive. So we're going to get a coffee. No drinks. We're smart. And so we go back and we're like, let's get a coffee. We go into their bar.
It's called the bar, I think.
Yeah. And at the hotel, and we get a seat. They sit us in a nice place. We had a nice waiter. He was fantastic.
Lovely.
And we look at the menu. It's all brunch. I didn't want a brunch. We'd eat.
Right.
I didn't want a brunch. Right. Whole thing. So what they had, however, was a croissant.
I love a croissant.
So, and I got a coffee.
Boulevard. I'm sorry. Correction, corner. It's called the Boulevard.
The Boulevard.
At the Beverly Wilshire. Thank you.
Yeah. Pretty woman.
Walking down the street, pretty woman.
Aww.
Kind of like to meet.
Oh, no, I had the wrong one. Okay. So, the Beverly Wilshire, we go into the Boulevard. We sit down. I order a coffee. She orders a coffee. She had a very special one. They gave me a pot. A delicious coffee. It was hot. It was good.
Nice.
I drank it. And then we ordered the croissant. Now, here's the thing about the croissant. The first thing was the sticker shock. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, here it is. It was $26.
$26. U.S.
Yeah. I tried to arm wrestle the waiter for it. He won. So I paid $52. Mm. So.
Double or nothing.
But damn it, he's so strong. Yeah. So. I'm like, well, why so much? And he's like, it's got a surprise. Well, it better have $26 in it. I'm like, it's a surprise.
Right, you know, exactly.
Like, yeah. Gold mines. No. It comes up and if croissant was, instead of, you know, it has the regular shape. Now imagine that it had a third part. It almost looks like it's like a tripod of croissants.
Oh, there's a photograph.
Yeah, there's a photograph. That's going to be easy to see.
I'll put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah. So it's got, and if you see the little stuff on the top, that's gold leaf.
Gold leaf.
Yeah, right there on the tip of the top.
Okay.
Yeah, you see it. There it
is. A lot.
Yeah. So this arrived, the thing, and bugged out, and he put it on the table, and it did this. It thumped.
No, it didn't.
That's not a light
It
beam.
was light as
That's
hell.
not a light beam.
It
Yeah.
was light.
So it,
The
no.
table creaked.
Yeah. It did a little bit of leaning towards us and he popped it up in there. Like, so anyway, we cracked this behemoth open. No, it was flaky. It wasn't like
Yeah.
over there, but you break it open and it
It
was, that's what I'm trying to say. It was flaky as hell, yo.
was flaky as hell. And light. Let's call it a brick.
It was, no, it wasn't a brick, but it was heavy.
It wasn't heavy. It was the
It
size of
was
a cake.
substantial.
It was
It's the size of a
substantial.
cake. It was huge.
Size of a
What
cake.
was it's husky? What do you want to
Was it a
say? It
cupcake?
was
Yeah.
husky.
Yeah.
Anyway, you open it up and it's full of cream. It's a warm cream and strawberry puree,
What?
fresh strawberry puree. They bake the thing, they put a needle in, and they just start pumping it full of hot cream. And then they serve it. You've been to those places.
Was life-changing.
Tasty exactly.
I have been to those places. Two
Anyway,
croissants.
yes, that's it. Okay.
Pastry. We're talking about pastry. Get your
Pastry.
mind out of the gutter.
There you
Gosh.
go. So, anyway, you crack it open. It's delicious, great. It's a fork and knife experience for a croissant, which is something you always have to have. $26, maybe not. The experience, why
Oh,
not?
yeah, $26, yo.
Yeah, it was my $26, but that's still mine.
Totally makes a difference.
So, I want one.
Then we came.
Oh my gosh.
I want one.
Do it.
Not gonna lie. And so was that when you decided it was time to get healthy?
Yeah.
Post
So
Christmas.
that on the drive home, when I had to put the seat back just a little bit further, because Mike, I can't quite breathe. I can't drive all the way like leaning up. Yes, that's when I decided it's time. Well, that and then you had made a comment when you
Oh
saw
yeah.
me walking by. You're like, oh, you're bigger than that from that viewpoint. And I thought,
What?
you're right.
I never said that.
Oh, I felt that about myself. Oh, I thought that. No, that was me thinking that about myself. Okay, the reflection was. I thought honestly. Sometimes I walk past the mirrored glass that we have in our Palermo installation. I'm thinking I'm in a madhouse, like a fun house full of mirrors. I'm like, I can't possibly be my body. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel
So.
that. Well, I edited the ramen video and had the same experience. I looked at apparently what I thought was a glitch in the video that made it look like two and a half of me. Turns like it was just the one. And I was appalled. So yes, I've also been restructuring my, he looks at his drink, restructuring my day to get healthier.
And that's really what we're here to talk about today.
Is getting
We're
healthier.
gonna get healthier.
Yes.
Yes. And so that is our mission. Over, we are looking to get into bikini fitness. Like it's,
Yes.
yeah, it's bikini, it's about bikini time. So and then we're gonna put this out. I'm gonna throw this down. We haven't talked about this yet.
We
When
haven't.
we are at the fitness level where we think we're gonna do a calendar and we're gonna send it out, and it's
Oh.
gonna be the Tasty Gents
Tasty Gents calendar.
calendar.
It's going to be saucy.
That's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be, I mean, us in the nude, but with like loaves of bread, tasteful meatloafs,
Okay.
maybe for me a chicken wing.
Taste. You say tasteful meatloafs? That should be the title of the calendar. 20 Tasty Gents 2024. Tasteful
Tasteful meatloaf.
meatloafs.
That's right.
Yes. That's all gonna happen.
We're gonna do
And so I am going on the there's a new fancy diet is sort of like
it.
it's an Atkins paleo hybrid where you can only eat and eat certain things based on the phase of the moon and you have to take a deep breath three times a day and chant. No,
You're doing okay.
that's a bunch of crap
That sounds
and
like
I
a
won't be
lot.
doing that. No, my plan
Yes.
for getting healthy at the top of it is to lose some weight. Number two is to go to the gym. But the lose weight one, I've got a super elaborate plan where what I'm going to do is stay with me here for
Go
just a
for it.
minute. Take notes if you want to. Eat less food.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You see what I'm doing there, don't you?
Okay,
Right? Yeah.
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, yeah. So I've done it all. I did the move from butter to margarine, then back to butter.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. I did the, like, eat more broccoli.
Okay.
All the while not taking down without the amount cheese. Of, yeah. Well, apparently cheddar cheese is the bad part of the broccoli.
Okay.
Who knew? So, yeah. I'm going to eat less food. Intermittent fasting, the cool kids are calling it.
I'm going to do some intermittent fasting. I'm going to do some less food. I'm going to remove some sugars from my diet that are too easy, like this guy right here.
Mm.
I'm going to take the wine out. I'm going to put more whining in. I'm going to complain a lot more. So that burns calories.
Can't wait for that.
It's going to be
looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Good.
Yeah, but I agree. Like,
all right.
Like more calories burnt, less calories in.
Well, let's just do this then. Here's the commitment.
Here's commitment.
I weighed myself this morning.
Oh.
I commit to a measurable loss between now and when we do this podcast next week. I will not name pounds or percentages. Measurable reduction. That's all I'm committing to between now and next week.
I will commit to the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Were we on film for that?
Yeah.
There it is.
I
play pickleball. I'm glad you asked because tonight is pickleball.
Tonight.
Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe it.
Tell me.
We have again.
What?
Powered through 30 minutes.
What? 30 minutes?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, it feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
It's big fun. I love your trip to LA. I have, when I went to my brother's, I engaged the services of a dog sitter for Charlie Brown. Wildly successful, yes. By all measures.
Yes.
And so now I have a better chance to explore over in Los Angeles because I have some better Charlie Brown care. So I'm looking forward to that croissant.
Yeah, we don't have to do all of LA together, but I would love to do some Tasty Chat drop points.
Love
like
it.
Just like you're out, like, hey, I'm out doing my clubs. Let's stop over and get some sushi. Stop over and get some dip done. Do a couple things.
I love it. That's a plan.
Denny's.
Denny's. No. Done.
Yeah. Moods over Miami.
Moods over Miami. It's the best.
No.
The grand slap. It's not bad at all. All right.
Listeners, thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. You have a
destination.
You want what?
Destination you want to see in LA, rather.
If there's a destination you'd like to see us go to in LA, let us know.
Or Vegas.
Or Vegas. We'll travel on your dime.
Yes.
So
send us tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere we should see in LA. We'd love to hear about it. If you are also trying to balance your extraordinary lifestyle with being a little healthier, we'd love to hear about that too. And in the meantime, we are and remain your faithful Tasty Gents.
Tasty Gents. Stay tasty, everybody.
Stay tasty.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time.
Bye. You've been listening to Tasty Gents, a geeky Palm Springs to Seattle podcast.
Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.